Now to a story about the toll that marine debris, like plastic bags, is taking on Australian wildlife. On North Stradbroke Island in Queensland's Moreton Bay, the turtle population is being affected by rubbish that's floating in the water and washing up on the shores. CSIRO scientist Dr. Kuma Schuyler is based on the island and she's speaking to Nance Haxton.
Somewhere between 4 to 12 million tons of debris enters the world's oceans annually, which is a really big number and really hard to kind of get a grasp on. But if you broke that down to, say, every meter of coastline, there are about 20 shopping bags worth of debris that enters the ocean from every meter of coastline. So it's a huge problem. The other interesting thing is it's not distributed equally across the world. Areas like Southeast Asia, particularly China, when you look at the amount of debris that's produced in China that is available to enter the ocean, it's actually quite staggering.
There's obviously a lot of currents that bring the rubbish around as well?
Yes, absolutely. And we've done some modelling using ocean current data to look at where debris comes from and goes to. But we also can't let that make us complacent, because some of the other work that we're doing finds that in, not so much in the far north, but in other areas of Australia, most of the debris that we produce ends up coming back to our shores. So most of the marine debris that exits our shores would make its way back to our shores. So we also need to look at our country and make sure that our act is clean as well.
What's the situation like now?
One of the ways that they're measuring the impacts from marine debris, or one of the ways that they're measuring marine debris and measuring their success in dealing with marine debris, is looking at the animals that are affected. So they're using them as a bioindicator. And we combined estimates of debris worldwide with where turtle populations are and the data that we gathered from these studies, and we created a risk map to see where in the world turtles are at highest risk of ingesting debris. We did find that the coast of Queensland is one of the hotspots for marine debris ingestion for sea turtles. One of the findings that we made in that study, we estimated that over 50% of sea turtles around the world have ingested debris.
So that's an enormous number.
That's an enormous number. And so some of the other work that we've been doing is trying to get a handle on how many pieces of debris does it take to kill a turtle. So, you know, we have found turtles out there that have been killed by longline fisheries and have, you know, over 100 pieces of debris in them. They weren't killed by the debris, they were killed by the fishery. But then we find other turtles that have one piece of debris, which was enough to kill them.
And have you figured it out?
We have an early stage estimate and we're still working on the data. But look, the answer is surprisingly small. We found that it takes fewer than 20 pieces, and the likelihood is that 50% of turtles that eat fewer than 20 pieces will die.
What can we do about this? I mean, people would hear that and be quite shocked, I think.
We need to be going to politicians. It's not an intractable issue. It's something that we can work on piece by piece.
So getting down to your local councils
Absolutely.
Makes a difference.
Absolutely, that makes a difference. And making sure that your local councils have adequate sewage outfall management, that they have drains, you know, that storm drains are fitted with ways of reducing the amount of plastic that flows into them. So, you know, there are a lot of little things that we can do that really would make a huge difference.
Dr. Kuma Schuyler from the CSIRO speaking to Nance Haxton on North Stradbroke Island.